coins. That jingle jangle, fancy shoes, the dance in time. Oh, the secrets of her dark eyes, they did sing a gypsy rhyme. Yellow clover in tangled blossoms, in a meadow silky green, where she held me to her bosom, just a boy of 17. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine. Soft breezes blow from fragrant meadows, stir the darkness in my mind. Oh, gentle woman, you sleep beside me, and little Nogu haunts my mind. Gypsy lady, I hear your laughter, and it dances in my head, while my tender wife and babies slumber softly in their beds. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine.
Well, here we are again, by the grace of God, on a Monday at 3 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. here, and it's getting cold, you know. It's, we're supposed to have some snow on the way down in the Midlands next week, but at the moment it's staying to Mickey's part of the world, up north, and we don't really want it down here, Mickey. No, but we don't want Mickey to get cold either. So, right then, we've got seven lovely people in the cork queue already. We're going to say hello to Mickey, and we're going to start.
Hello, everybody.
Hiya, Mickey.
Hiya.
Right then, shall we make a start? Line one this evening, Bryn.
Hello. Hey, Mickey. Hi, Ken.
How are you doing?
Okay, Mickey. Yeah, I just want to see what Spirit has to offer today.
I can't hear a thing. Hello?
Hello? Can you hear
Sorry,
me?
Sorry, you went off. I couldn't, but I can now. I can now.
Yeah,
I couldn't.
Hear you
Sorry
now,
about
too.
That.
That's all right.
Okay. I'm not quite sure what I can do for. I'll give you what I've got.
Yeah.
I've got a grandma to give to you.
Yeah.
That's all I can see at time. I don't want to frighten you, but she seems to be stood with you at this time. I'm not quite sure. She's talking about trying to get some money back into your life. I've got to say, this may seem a little strange for me to say this, but she's talking about fueling your ideas to get an idea.
Fueling my what? You're breaking up a bit. You're breaking up a bit.
But she's talking about fueling. I suspect it means that something that you guys are doing or thinking about.
Oh, Mickey, you're breaking up. You're breaking up. I can't hear you. You're breaking up.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
It's like choppy. I can't hear what you're saying.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Wow, it's bad. The connection is bad.
Yeah, I was like when I started, it was very in and out.
Yeah, so I'm here.
But I'll try and give you what I've got. You'll be able to listen to it back on the replay, I suppose. I've got a grandma figure here. She's helping to fuel your ideas, feed your ideas. That's what she's saying.
Okay.
She's also saying healing to you at the minute.
Oh, great.
And she told me to start off with, she was stood next to you. Okay. What I'm picking up is the same kind of clash of ideas with you. What is something that you feel as though you want to, I just get the feeling one will cancel the other out. So just go with one of them. And she's talking about practicing something. I do feel as though she's saying at this time your judgment is pretty good. She's talking when the thing will be hard to smooth something. I'm feeling maybe that you're trying to sort of find a new place to live, a new home, or make ground in some way. But I get the feeling that whatever it is you're doing, it's groundbreaking for you. It's feeling your way. I feel some kind of an interim period. And Grandma's talking to you, just processing. I've got to say this, she's saying it. The evidence that she's got is overwhelming that you are ready to move on. That's what she's saying to me. She's saying to me, the only thing holding you back is you. Right, that's what she's saying. Now, I've got to say to you that the involvement, putting this thing together, I've got to be careful what I say here about this, but she said, don't let an ex somebody come back. That could be an ex friend, an ex buddy. I just get the feeling that maybe I've got a little bit of a fallout. You know, don't let them tell you how to proceed. I get the feeling they know you can do it. I say maybe they're a little bit jealous, with that. So I do feel as though there is, I want to see, the only way I can put it is, seems to be either a working vacation coming up or a visit where some work is planned.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure. I'm not sure where that fits in. A fact-finding mission, maybe going to another state, maybe. But I get the feeling while you don't, you know, all work and no play, so to speak. So, you know, if you like a bit of sightseeing or a bit of leisure time, you could do. I'm being told it's been a long year for everybody and everybody needs to recharge the batteries. I'm also being told it's coming to an end. Now, this coronavirus, what is this situation holding you back? I'm not quite sure. But she's been very, very positive. Okay? She seems to be holding that what I see. All right? Maybe it's an agreement. You can have an agreement with yourself. You don't need to be in an agreement with, you know, a realtor or anything like that. You know, you can have an agreement with yourself. Well, I'm going to go and I'm going to see how far I go. I'm just taking it a step at a time. But what I'm trying to say now is, it's if you start setting up, let's say setting up a business, okay? If you start doing it, all right? It's great. It's building a base standard.
3 minutes.
All right? Whatever work you do now, you're going to swing good stead when this is finished. Now, I don't know whether you want, whether you're thinking about going back to work as a healer. I don't know. I just get the feeling that this is time to start thinking the next step, okay? And start getting the bits of the jigsaw back together again. At the same time, you're a healer. So that means that every time you heal someone, all right, it takes it out of you, okay? And to tell you, remember, you're recovering from something. I don't know what you're recovering from. But you may be recovering from an injury or something, I don't know. But you've got to take it steady, okay? Your edge is not quite there yet. So just take a little bit of time out of yourself.
2 minutes.
I get the feeling you want to work with you once. I'm not saying it's a big project, but it might be a big step for you. It might be a big step of faith. Well, you know, you're in your comfort zone, and if that's where you want to stay, okay. But, you know, you're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
Staying in your comfort zone.
Sure.
No one's going to give you a written guarantee.
Right.
But what you're saying to you is, you want to do this, we want you to do it because we know you can do it. Okay? So this is down to you. You're going to get out of this.
1 minute.
But also, bring work to you. How much work do you want? How many hours do you want to work? So that's what I'm being told. So you can go as far as you want to go, okay? This is not a get-rich-quick scheme, you know. You're not like you're going to win the lot or anything like that. But you're going to get satisfaction from it, okay? You know, and I've got to say, you've got spirits. Thanks for what you've done and everything that you're doing. They know you're doing it for the right reasons. You know, we've all got to make a buck or two to live, you know.
Sure.
So they know what you're on about, okay?
Okay.
So I don't see anything that's going to trip you up. I just feel right now, take tiny steps just to get where it is you want to be. And break it down into little pieces. At a time, okay? That's what you need to do, and then you're going to succeed. Don't try to run before you can walk. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. I could hardly hear any of it, but
all right, mate.
I'll try and see if it comes up. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Bryn.
Thank you. Bye now.
Oh, right. I must apologise for the connection there, ladies. Okay. It's not the same. I can assure you, I don't know what okay. Okay, let's see where we're going then. Holly?
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm all right. I can hear you just about. So
I can hear you good.
So, can you? Oh, heck.
Yes.
I might not be that good, but anyway. Oh, dear. Okay. What I've been told to you, I've just got... I wrote something down here because I thought you'd be back today. I wrote a couple of lines down. I need to watch out. Now, there's something about... Have you been talking about something to do with February last week? I'm just getting... When I picked up an investment, I didn't necessarily invest in money or anything like that. I can't come out and have an investment, all right? Something that you're doing, investment and improvement, all right, is going to work out. It's going to take a little bit of time for things to sort themselves out. You seem to be, whether this is a job situation or whether it's something to do with something else, I don't know. But I'm being told you might not. There seems to be a powerful something that you guys are doing or that you want to do. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a new job. It could be in a book. I don't know. I just get the feeling there's a powerful argument there. All right. And I also get the feeling, all right, this is not a time for looking back. I've got to say, there seems to be some kind of interim talks or something. Maybe someone just try sound you out at the minute, all right? Or you're sounding them out. But this is, like, to me, what I picked up, kind of interested, or you've got something. And I feel as though there seems to be some connection with this person. Now, whether or you just work, you do the same work, I don't know. I just get a feeling some kind of and I'm feeling someone seems to be talking about you in a passionate way. Now, whether they're passionate about you because it's a love situation, or whether they're passionate about you because it's a work situation, I can't pick that up. I do feel as though somebody likes what they're hearing. Okay. And at the minute, this is going to sound strange. You seem to be holding a few ages, alright? I see you holding a couple aces. So I get the feeling you've got something somebody wants. Okay.
Yeah.
There may be a crisis of personalities in some way. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I get the feeling two people are getting together. I think, you know, you fight about you, arguing, you know, disagreement. You know, there's anything that can't really be ironed out, really. I do feel as though this person knows what they want. I've got to say, you seem to be a bit of a sticking point. Normally, maybe someone would walk away if they didn't get exactly what they wanted. But you seem to have the thing that they want. And I get the feeling they're sticking around a little bit, you know. You might think that they're just seeing which way the wind goes, or whether I'm going to do this. No, I want to say they're just watching a little bit. I feel as though not the kind of girl you was 20 years ago that would have gone running. Feeling that, you know, you've grown up a little bit. And I get the feeling you've got more faith in yourself now. Get the feeling this is something to do with the talent that you've got. I'm getting words. I keep getting words. Words. That's all I'm getting. There's something about words. Maybe it's something. Maybe you've said something. You've seen something. I don't know. I want to say, there must be a lot of energy. There's a lot of energy either being poured into this or is going to be poured into it. I think this probably would have been an escapism some time ago, but now I get the feeling you're seriously as a woman. Whatever you do, I'm not a central part of life, but I get the feeling it's going to make a difference to you, and probably in the nearest future. I want to say to you, it's time to start taking something a little bit more serious, but too serious, right? Because I want you to be able to be a bit like treacle when you tip it out and it just finds its own level. Just go along. Use your womanly intuition. Right? I get the feeling there's a new home next to this. But I also get the feeling organization connected with this, and I don't mean any bad, or I'm talking about a professional organization.
3 minutes.
Like singers or actors.
Mm-hmm.
I get a feeling some kind of an organization connected with this. That's where I'm picking up with that. Something to do with being planned. I don't know where that is. I'm being told that everything's in order, right? But something needs to be planned. This is a bit strange, because I know we've just turned 2021, but I'm picking up something now where it's important to start planning for next year. So I just keep an eye on that. It's important. In fact, I've got this is important. So there's something I don't quite know. This fits in. I need to sit and chew about this, because this is a little bit something about plans. And something about important next year. Okay, I would have said what you've done in the past is going to be the best next year, but it's not just a piece of that. This is not a time for dreams, this is a time for a dream coming true. That's what I'm picking up. and it seems...
1 minute.
It seems quite... What I'm picking up, the gut, it seems... So there's something that, Holly, you need... If you can't work it out, give us a call and we'll have a chat about it, okay? Because it's important. Something seems quite... Something quite important there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can't... I don't think I've got time to weevil this out with you on here. But
mm-hmm.
it seems something very important. You seem to have an inkling of what it is. Don't just go say no. Or just don't make any rash decisions, okay? Just get it. Give us a call.
Okay, that was painful. Okay, thank
All
you
right.
so much.
I'll speak to you soon.
Okay.
Thank you, Holly. Sorry for the stand there this evening. Right, okay, Mickey, I don't know how well you can hear me. What we're going to do, we're going to take a break, ladies and gents. We're going to have a little bit of music and give Mickey a chance to call back. Okay, Mickey, I can play music from this end in the studio. If you want to try calling off and calling back, my friend, yeah, and see how that works, yeah. Yeah, Mickey. Can you hear me, Mickey? I'm going to try calling up and calling back while we play a piece of music, Mickey, yeah?
Who's called up?
Yeah. You want to try calling off and calling back while we play a piece of music, yeah?
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Dear Lord.
Okay.
Hello?
You can't hear me at all. You can't hear me at all, Mickey.
I can hear you going in and out. You're like...
That's very strange. Very strange. Okay. Just bear with me. Right, I'm going to actually go to screen a call to see whether anybody's hearing my microphone, because I know that there should be nothing wrong with the microphone from this end. So just bear with me. Hello, Karen. Hello, Karen. Hello, Karen, can you hear me? No, not a thing at all, Karen. You can't hear me at all, Karen? Not at all? All right. I think some of these, you know, because when we pre-screened before the show started, this wasn't happening. So this is something strange going on. You know, but we'll get to the bottom of it, because this is somebody is playing silly buggers here. Hello, Deep.
Hi, Ken. This is Deep. I can hear you.
You can hear me okay? Okay.
I can.
Right. This is very strange then. Right. So Mickey can't hear me at all properly. Just let me go through the call queue and see who can hear my microphone here at this end. Hello? Caroline's on mute. Caroline, you can't hear me at all? Not at all? Not in the slightest? That one's quiet. That's guy. Don't you bloody harm me, you asshole. I'll get to the bottom of this. Make no strange. You think I don't know anything? Hello?
Hey, how are you? Hi, this is Terry. How are you doing?
Terry, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you night that loud and clear, yes.
Okay. Right. Now, I think there's something very strange going on here, and I will get to the bottom of it. Somebody is very jealous of what we do and why we do it. Never mind.
Forever, my darling, our love will be true. Always and forever, I'll love only you. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. May this fire in my soul, the rest of my days, I'll never part from you, for your loving way. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. May this fire in my soul,
unmuted. Okay, we're going to try again. Never mind. We've taken Bryn then, and we've taken Holly. So, I'm sorry about this, and we're going to try and get you all as best as we can. If we don't make it, then it's because of technology and not because of nothing here. Or I can't imagine it being anything at Mickey's end either, but that's hard. All right, never mind. Hello, Karen.
Hi, this is
Hi, this is Karen in Chicago.
How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there. Yeah. My question today is, I'm wondering if you see, there's been a lot of delays, like with my stimulus check. I got to do my taxes. But I went back to work, and I make more money staying home than I do at work because it's so slow. So, but I'm wondering if you see anything kind of evening out for me, because it's just very, very tight right now.
Okay. Just give it a minute, Aaron. What I'm picking up with you at the minute, there seems to be, I've got to say, I'm being shown a debt that should be owed to you. It seems to be in the system, but I've got to say it is on its way to you. I made a call about this. Now, I'm not quite sure whether it's from the unemployment. I don't know. I have a feeling it's starting, you know. But I'm picking that up. But I have a feeling you seem to be working hard just to stand still.
Yes, you got it.
But I'm just tuning in. What I'm being told now is seems to be something to do on radio now, but I'm getting I don't think this is working in a radio station. I get the feeling it's something to do with somewhere near a radio station. There seems to be a change with you. But this is a blind disguise. There seems to be some kind of restrictions around you. Whether this is a COVID-19 thing, I don't know. I get the feeling everybody wants to get back to work, but I'm getting the feeling there seems to be some kind of impediment. There seems to be some kind of so good news in a way. Somebody's impatient to get back to work. And I've got to say, there seems to be a new work opportunity coming in. I'm going to say this is going to end current worries, okay? Now,
okay.
I'm going to say this is going to be a successful conclusion, right? To some kind of improvement that you're being to make. Now, whether this is something that you do, I don't know. I see that you join some kind of new agency, I don't know, because I see you filling that kind of card that you're filling or application. I get the feeling that you're going to be successful. I don't know why somebody may feel. I'll try and get this out. I think somebody may be offering you a job rather than feeling that you just want that you just take it. So there may be a little bit of misunderstanding here. Okay? You may need to correct this. Okay? I'm not sure how this is going to pan out. But I've got to say, whether you get a daily update from an agent, I don't know. But don't dismiss something that you get on your cell phone or an email. It may be a global, everyday people chuck out. But I think it's rather more than that. There's actually 3 jobs connected with this week. I've got to say, whether this is whether it's three jobs from the same place, I don't know. I'm being told this week should put back in order again. I'm saying to you, I can understand you being a little bit worried, and you're probably being a bit worried about Mum as well. But
yeah.
I've got to say to you, this lady, you think with her, I don't know whether she runs an agency that's already established, I don't know. The lady that's going to get back to you, all right, whether she's your life for some time as a boss or an agent, I don't know. But I've got to say to you, okay? Now, whether she's going to be your home phone or cell phone, I don't know. All right. But I've got to say to you, she's going to seriously bring things back in the black, so to speak. It may not happen all at once, but bring a balance to your life again. All right.
Okay.
You're working hours, probably. I'm not going to be doing 12-hour shift. I get the feeling you're certainly going to be working some long hours. I'm feeling this may be connected with what's going on as a business, or even winding a business up, or winding businesses up, or getting the thing back together again. I don't know. I just feel that. Whatever it is important. I also get the feeling that there are markets you will be getting hit with. Now, I don't know anything about marketing or anything, but
oh,
I'm
yeah.
told
that's what I do now.
Okay, all right. So I'm being told this is a good time sorting out. Meetings, so maybe arranging situations and things like that for people. I don't know. I just get the feeling this is it's
three
looking like
minutes.
It's looking like business. I'm getting a partnership with this. Honestly, one of them seems to be. You seem to have worked with this person before. So where there's a partnership, I've got a partnership or a corporation. I do get the feeling good news is on its way. With that. Can you understand? Somewhere where you would work with woodland. I'm not seeing a forest. I'm just seeing a bit of wood, maybe a box of trees or something like that. I'm just seeing a bit of woodland. And it may be in town. It may be a small...
2 minutes.
Maybe a small...
That was at a social service agency.
Well, that's where this kind of small industrial... Whether it's in town or just out of town, I haven't got a clue. But I've got to say to you, please, don't be indecisive about this. I've got to say, if they're coming up and say, can you be here tomorrow? Yes or no. Don't be indecisive.
Okay.
This is important, okay? You know, you can always
okay.
put... Dental appointment, you can always put going to the door off a little bit for coffee or something like that. I have a feeling this person needs you pretty quick. I get the feeling when he rings you up, he's on the way. Right? I know you may need to go down rather than walk or go in the car. I don't know. I just think it's going to be well worth it, Darren. Okay. I do think the unemployment check on you as well. Okay.
Okay.
I've been told it's on its way. It's on its way to you. Okay, Karen.
Okay. Okay. That helps you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Karen. She's gone. Oh, okay. Now then, I made a bit of a mess with this number here, as she called it. And this calling in, would you believe? I've got an 805 and a 214. We'll get you in just a moment. So, just bear with me. We need to be screening those two. Okay, D.
Thank you, Ken, again. Hi, Mickey. Good evening.
Hi. Good evening. I'm sorry. I'm not like here today. I can just hear you. I can hear me, D. I seem a bit, if I seem a bit distant. How can I help, please?
Whatever you get from spirit will be good to know, as long as I can hear you. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. What I'm picking up with you, Dee, is seems to be is be fulfilled. So now, I don't know what this ambition is at this time. I have a seems to be some good news on the way, right, which is going to help lower some kind of anxiety. You seem to be doing better than you think you are. I've got to say the saying I've wrote down here, and I'm not quite sure why I wrote it, but I wrote down the boot seems to be on your other foot now. So maybe that's something to do with the situation that you're in, okay? I've got to say, situations are starting to define themselves a little bit. Now, I'm being told grandma knows what you want. I've got to say, spirit chose her for a purpose. She wasn't chosen by accident. She does things methodically, I'm being told. And she does things with purpose for a reason. In the beginning, it was just trying to find out what she needed to do first to get the balance back into your life. There may have been Or it may be still a little bit of doubt and a little bit of indecision going on. But I'm being told, believe me, she said, it's going to work out. She's telling me this time it's important and this time it's going to work out. That's what she said to me. And she seemed quite, I want to say she seemed quite firm about that. There's only way I describe that. I've got to say to you, something you have to put up with. Maybe work well at the minute, maybe a little bit heavy. She said, you never was a lazy boy anyway. You always was willing to have a go. And that I she was quite happy to come and work with you on this. If it had been somebody else, she would have said that. And that's exactly what she said to me. So she said she didn't have a lot to work with. It was everything to you. But you seem to be doing what she's asked, and things are going to settle down. Talking about a woman living on the line who seems to attract nothing but problems. Now, she was a little bit specific about this. You will soon be looking at a financial or emotional problem of your own, but with somebody else. Now, be tempted to get involved with that. I don't know what that means. I'm going to leave there because I'll tackle that. Also, it's to do with where you need to sort of help him out a little bit with something different. She said, this is what she said. Your situation is going to be more homeless, alright? It's starting to fade. Now, I don't know what problem you mean. This is going to be a year where happiness starts, she said. That's what she said. And now, she started talking about the shadows of the past. Now, I didn't quite grasp that. She started talking about shadows of the past. Shadows of the past and love connections is what she said. Now, I don't know if you can make any sense of that, because I couldn't. And talking about, in fact, the word there, infusions. Now, if you infuse something, like infusions and stirring passions, I didn't get a lot about that. She went on to say, obstacles will be overcome. Obstacles will be overcome. There will all be an influence. This influence on her work. This will put things in the future, and it will bring a long term. I think she's talking about building, doing something now. For you to stand, I think that's what you're doing now. You seem to be get grip with things. And Shadow said to me there are one or two other little things that she wants to work on. I don't really want to go into anything on air, but I think she's looking at a longer term plan for your son. Now, I'm not quite sure whether that's a school plan or family setting, because she's talking about the umbrella. If he's not happy, no matter what school he goes to, it's not going to be right atmosphere to learning. So I feel she's talking about not just your work long term. I feel she's talking about you, your son, and as a complete picture. Now, does she mean your son's going to live with you? I don't know. I haven't got a clue yet. She seems to want to. Where you're stable now, want to take that and bring that in with the son as well. Now, as she did say to me, nothing she can do about his home setting, her spiritual due to you.
3 minutes.
You're still, she's saying, obviously, when it comes to when it comes to influences on you, she can get involved. But where and there's been complications with their departments and things like that, interact. On that, and I do feel as though you may be starting to get results. I'm not quite sure what results. But that there are things that are moving in a positive sense.
2 minutes.
It seems to be at the minute a little bit in abeyance. You seem to be making headway, but there are also don't count. Before the act, so I think a victory has to be won. You can't claim anything until it actually happens. Things are moving, and I'm being told you've proved your point. That's really important. What I am being told to tell you is, all right. This is an old saying. You don't want to talk to, you know, you don't want to talk to me. You want to talk to the yoga grinder. I'm told to tell you. That's an old saying.
1 minute.
I do get the feeling that, you know, just leave it there. Okay. Sometimes you need to inform other people as well. If you're going to say you're going to do something, sometimes you've got to do it. But I'm telling you, hello.
Yes, hi. Thank you, Mickey. I couldn't hear most of it, but it's still thanks for the reading.
Okay. I'll see you in the week. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Mickey. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Bono.
Okay. Thanks, Dick. Thanks for persevering, ladies and gents. I do apologise for this evening. Just take Mickey's microphone off for just a moment, because otherwise you won't be able to hear me. As I said there, I must apologise for this evening. We haven't got a clue what's going on. I'm sure Mickey's in the dark just as much as me about it. Now, last week we had a few problems, but it wasn't as bad as this. So what's causing it, I really can't say there at the moment. Mickey uses a mobile device, which shouldn't make any difference at all to the sound quality, because a lot of people that actually call into the show use mobile devices to call in, so it shouldn't make a scrap of difference. The studio is working. We've got a strong connection to the studio here from this end. There shouldn't be no problems, but sad to say there seems to be. Okay, I've just seen Laura calling in there. Right. Well, do our very best to get to you all. I mean, I can't guarantee anything at the moment, the way things are, but we're going to do our best. Okay, let's see where we're going then. I'm going to bring Mickey back in. And we have Nancy.
Yeah, hi, Mickey. Can you hear me?
Hi, how are you doing? Well, I can.
Oh, I'm doing
well.
Oh, I'm doing well, and anything Spirit wants me to know, be great.
I can't really hear you, so I don't even know who it is. So forgive me. I'm literally in the dark. I'm not quite sure even who I'm talking to. So forgive me.
It's Nancy.
Oh, sorry. all I got was Ampy or something like that.
Nancy.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. If you can hear me, that's good enough. Right.
Okay.
I've got a lady to you from Spirit, okay, and she's sending you healing. And I get the feeling she's saying, I've got to tell you, she's with you, okay? Now, I don't know why she's sending you healing, but I get the feeling she's sending you healing. She tells me that you're feeling a bit anxious recently. There seems to be, I'm not quite sure where this fits in. I'm being told there are some changes with you. Now, this could be this coronavirus thing. But I also get the feeling there's a lot of love around you as well. I've got a gentleman coming to you that would have been linked with you when he was on the earth plane. He might have been a friend. I don't know. I just get the feeling he's coming very, very close to you. Can you understand an obstacle around you at this time, please? I get the feeling you're struggling with something. Can you understand that, please?
Not really.
It seems I'm trying to. I get the feeling there's something around you. Can you understand the birthday round about this time, please?
Let's see. I guess my step grandchildren.
Okay. What I'm picking up, I've got a gentleman coming to you that would have been around you, and I get the feeling he's probably been in Spirit for some time. And I've got to say, he's giving you the energy right now, because I've got to say, there seems to have been, things may have been a little bit slow around the Christmas period, because you probably couldn't do what you wanted to do. And I get the feeling this is probably causing a little bit of anxiety with you at this time. I also get the feeling, can you understand where you want to make a journey to see somebody, but you're unable to, please? And I get the feeling this is quite important. Does that make sense to you, please?
The only one I can think of is my daughter, and she visits me
okay.
all the time.
I'm not quite sure where this all this is fitting in, because I can't really hear anything, really. I seem to be getting bits and pieces, and it's completely thrown me out. What I'm actually picking up with you, I'm still getting some kind of anxiety. Well, that could be me. Yeah. I'm picking up. I'm picking up anxiety, and I've got a lovely lady and gentleman coming to you from Spirit. And I want to say there must have been a passing around about this time of year as well. I'm being shown an empty place at the dinner table, okay, round about the Christmas time. I'm also seeing, can you understand, please, where you've been looking over some photographs, please, memories.
Yes.
Does that make sense to
oh,
you?
Yeah.
Right. I'm being shown looking over photographs, okay. And I'm also, can you understand, I'm looking at quite a beautiful ring as well. Or it could be a ring pendant. Sometimes it's a ring pendant I'm looking at. I just get the feeling it's quite a nice piece of jewellery. And I want to say this is connected with a memory. That's what I'm picking up with. Can you understand, please, where you've got some jewellery on a side at home, please?
Yeah, but not very important jewelry.
Okay, it doesn't matter. I'm just being shown some jewelry on the side or on a counter at home. I'm trying to ground myself so I know where I am and where I'm going. That's what
okay.
I'm trying to do. I'm trying to ground myself so I know where I'm going. Because I like to say I'm doing this completely in the dark literally. What I'm picking up with you, can you understand a lady and gentleman, please, that would have lived in a country setting, please, if you can understand that, and be shown memories of a country setting? I'm not saying it's a farm or a ranch. I just get the feeling it's a country setting. And I'm looking at some kind of hills in the background. Does that make sense, please?
Maybe it could be my grandparents, but when they were young, that's the only thing I can think of.
Well, I'm just being shown some memories, and there must be photographs of this as well, okay?
Hmm.
I'm getting some photographs with this as well. That's what I'm picking up. Just the memories, and I'm seeing. You must have moved some photographs around this week. I'm seeing some photographs have moved. Can you understand that, please?
Not really. Not photographs.
Have you moved some kind of frames that I can see, look like photograph frames to me? That's what I'm seeing.
Oh, pictures. Hanging pictures. Yes, hanging pictures.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm struggling. I've got spirit.
Yes,
your family to know that they're there. I mean, I'm sorry about this. Normally, I know exactly where I am. This line's so bad. Can you understand? Have you got a doctor's appointment coming up, please?
No, not that I know of.
Have you got an appointment? I'm seeing a card. There's an appointment. Maybe a dentist. I don't know. I'm just seeing an appointment.
No, I haven't made any appointments yet.
Just take that with you. It might be to get some specs, get your spectacles sorted out. I don't think it's nothing serious. I just feel
as
though it's something where you would go and you would actually just go for a checkup or something like that. That's all I'm picking up with that. It seems very strange because I can't really hear you. There's no real link between us. It's very, very strange, you know. And I am sorry about that.
It's okay, no problem.
Can you understand where there's a rug rolled up, please, in your home?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm being shown a rug. Some of the bits and pieces I can actually pick up. I don't know why. Have you been filling some kind of application out or forms, please?
No.
One.
Not lately.
Minute.
I'm sorry about that. I don't know why. I'm seeing you filling some forms out for something. I don't know. I'm going to go with what I'm getting. Is this something to do with assisted housing or something like that?
No.
I don't know. That's what I'm seeing. I'm going to give you what I'm getting.
Okay, Mickey. Maybe it's for the next person or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That happens.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, thank you so much. No, I appreciate
it. Bye now.
Bye.
Thanks, Nancy. Well, okay, I know Mickey is struggling because he is, like he said, he's working very much in the dark. Can't actually hear your voice properly this evening. We're struggling. So, technology. Right, Marie.
Hello. This is Marie.
Hello. Sorry.
Hi, Mickey.
Hello.
Yes, this is Marie.
Sorry, I still can't hear. I don't know what's going on.
Can you hear me?
Can't hear a thing.
Hi, Mickey. Can you hear me? It's Marie.
Hello?
Yes, I was going to ask about love or career. Mickey, can you hear me?
Anybody there?
Yes, it's Marie. Hello? Hello, it's Marie.
Can you
hear me?
I can hear something, but I can't. I can hear
Mickey. About love or career? Hello, Mickey. Can you hear me?
Can't hear.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Marie.
I can't hear.
It's Marie.
I'm sorry. I can't hear a thing.
Okay.
It's like I can hear static.
Okay. Just bear with me, Marie.
I'm sorry. I can't
hear.
No problem. What we'll do, just bear with me, Marie. We're going to start.
Thank you.
Reset the timer. I'm going to try and refresh the studio here, see whether that makes any difference. I can't see how it will, but we've got to try something. Right, we'll try again. But I can't say how it's going to make much difference from this end, to be quite honest. Let's see. Bring Mickey back in and see what happens.
Can't hear anybody. Is anybody there?
Hi, Mickey. It's Marie. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now, Mickey?
Can't
Hello?
Hear a thing. It's like static.
Oh, dear Lord.
Sorry.
Okay. Right. Not to worry. What we're going to do, we're going to go to the next call. It's called off, ladies and gents. And the connection is gone. Mickey's actually called off. Okay. Just bear with us now, because Mickey's actually called off, ladies and gents, at the moment. So I really can't tell you what's happening here. Okay. Well, ladies and gents, I can say that we've lost too much time now to make time back. It does appear that Mickey is not going to be calling back in this evening. I do apologise once again, but Mickey has the holding end to the show, and it's Mickey that keeps the show alive. So everybody is now called off, and I must apologise. So I can't really say any more about that. I see Carolyn. I know that you're still there. Mickey is not here now. He's left over 15 minutes ago, actually. We haven't been able to get him back. He has not called back. So I see him alive with an internet signal on Facebook, and he hasn't called back into the studio. So I really can't tell you what's going on there. We're going to have to leave it till tomorrow evening, because it does not look as though Mickey's going to call back with 30 minutes on the clock. And it's very sad that we're going to have to do it this way, but unfortunately the lines have been bad all evening. And I can assure you, anybody listening back to the show player will know that it is not a problem from this end, and there is nothing I can do about it. I'm going to post some photos up on Facebook later. I will take a snapshot off my setup here for you to see, and I'll show you what the studio looks like. The virtual studio at Blog Talk Radio, I'll show you exactly what we see when we call into a Blog Talk Radio show. I've done this before. Nobody seems to take any notice. On Thursday evening, it was like, there's an echo on the line. Do something about it. Ken can't do nothing about anything. Ken is a podcaster. He has all he sees in front of him is a virtual studio, and that is all. I've got no more in front of me than what you've got at home in your house. On behalf of myself and Mickey Ramush, I must apologise once again for the poor quality of the show this evening, and there is not a thing we can do about it. So the connection from Mickey's end was very poor indeed. So it's one of those unfortunate upsets of technology. I can't understand or put my finger on it, but we can't do nothing about it from this end. People have moaned at me in the past, and I'm sure they'll continue to do so, that it's Ken's problem. Of course it is. Yep. Ken can't do a blind thing about it because we're over 100 miles away from each other. Mickey can't see my computer, and I cannot see his.